who needs to be let out to run around and flap its arms like an idiot. If you keep your creative spirit caged up, chances are it's going to get nasty and turn into a possessed orange-headed doll. This is the same reason why we don't keep animals caged up anymore. Well, most of the time anyway. Let me share a story with you. Barry worked in an office, a cubicle to be exact. His job was data entry. All his life, Barry had a sense that he wanted to say something, but he didn't know what or even how to say it. The feeling simmered below the surface, like a kettle on the verge of boiling. As life went along, he got married, had kids, and got a promotion. He eventually got his own office and supervised a bunch of other people doing data entry. He worked on key productivity indicators and monthly sales targets. Yet the feeling of wanting to say something never went away. Barry would lie awake at night, knowing there must be more to life than all of this. He wondered if poetry or photography might be a way of doing something meaningful or expressing himself. But without the energy or confidence to explore it further, Barry let the idea go. He soon fell into a type of depression. He still went to work every day and still loved his wife and kids. But his heart kept falling further into darkness. Knowing he needed help, Barry went to see a doctor who put him on medication. It helped. He could think a bit clearer. But now, instead of feeling like something was missing, he felt numb. Withdrawing more into himself and becoming ever distant, his wife, who'd been suffering quietly as well, eventually took the kids and left. In time, he eventually picked up a camera and discovered a love of black and white nature photography. He'd spend weekends hiking and taking photos, and long hours editing them and updating his blog and Facebook page. Barry felt at home in nature, and just as at home, sharing the serenity of nature with everyone who'd pay attention. He'd found his voice, his expression. He'd finally let his creative spirit free. He now takes his kids hiking, and they share his love of nature as well. While I took the liberty of making Barry's story up, it was inspired by similar ones I'd heard from friends and acquaintances. Everyone needs to express themselves in some way to release that creative energy. For some people, that expression may be an innate ability to tell a good story at a party, or to be able to hack into the CIA using an iPhone. For some, it might be writing a memoir about their time as a missionary in the Philippines, teaching the locals Gilbert and Sullivan show tunes. For others, they might find release by exploring ways they can express their innermost fears, joys, and insights through a variety of mediums like painting, pottery, music, tapestry, sculpting, or finger painting. No matter what the expression is, I feel it's our birthright to express ourselves creatively. To find ways that creativity can manifest and be shared with others in a manner that is meaningful to them as well as ourselves. To live a life stuck in an office cubicle all day, then coming home and watching game shows, is not a life that I find interesting, and I'm guessing there's more to life for most people. There are many reasons why people make art or feel the need to express themselves. Performance artist Marina Abramović says that her art is born out of the pain of an abusive and severely restricted childhood. Her art is now her sustenance, her reason for getting up in the morning. Champion windsurfer and writer Graham Etsy says that writing is like breathing. He needs to do it, otherwise he'd die. I know people who use art therapy in counseling sessions because the creative side of us can often be better at releasing hidden issues and emotions than our conscious mind. Even people going through the trauma of cancer treatments use color and art therapy to release deep-seated energy around past issues, regrets, or resentments that may be hindering the healing process. There are many safe ways to help heal yourself by releasing pent-up emotions, throwing paint at a canvas, digging your fingers into a mound of clay, or simply writing down what's ailing you can help you tremendously. Our society can be all-consuming. We're bombarded with negative images on TV and social media constantly, and often we have no way of making sense of any of it. Eventually,